He was doing his job when he was shot by law enforcement in Los Angeles. And you can hear that interview next.
At PwC, we don't just deliver ideas, we make them work. With the expertise and tech you need to outthink and outperform. And we work with you, alongside you from start to finish. So you can stay ahead. So you can protect what you've built. So you can create new value. We build for what's next so you can get there now. PwC. So you can. PwC refers to the PwC network and are one or more of its member firms, each of which is a separate legal entity.
Experience Mainey Jellett and Evie Hone, the art of friendship at the National Gallery of Ireland. Discover how two pioneering women shaped modern Irish art through their striking paintings and beautiful stained glass. Tickets from €5. Friends of the gallery go free. Open until August 10th. Proudly supported by the Clash Collection and the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media.
RTE. Supporting the arts.
Ag tacu leis na halianna.
Coming up this morning at 9, Dermot Whelan is in for Oliver. He's talking to an Irish musician who lives in the extremely remote Swedish Lapland, 200 kilometres north of the Arctic Circle, about her grá for the recorder and her mission to make it cool. That's from 9.
Protests in Los Angeles are now in their fourth day as hundreds of people gather on the streets to protest against the arrest and deportation of people who the authorities say are there illegally. Many are gathering outside a federal detention centre where people are being held, and they're chanting "Free them all" as troops from the National Guard and local police form a perimeter around the federal building. Here is what some of the protesters are saying.
We are Donald Trump's worst nightmare. We're here, we're showing him. We're not rioters, we're not looters.
I love my people. I can't keep sitting by watching my brothers and sisters getting taken. We are no different from you.
They're taking families away. We just want to be left alone. And I think America's really scary right now. And the only thing that kind of brings us hope is being here all together.
There's a lot of love. All these people come here with love. And all the people standing over there with hate. And we're just here to fight that. That's what we're here for.
Well, the US President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of another 2,000 National Guards and 700 Marines to Los Angeles, decisions which are being challenged in the courts by the California governor. Large numbers of Immigration and Customs Enforcement began their raids last Friday at stores like Home Depot, where many Hispanics look for work. And they, along with other members of law enforcement, are firing rubber bullets and tear gas at the protesters and others. Vehicles were set on fire and LA's main freeway, Route 101, was blocked for a time. Protesters also threw fireworks at the police. British photojournalist Nick Stern has lived in LA since 2007. He was working on Saturday at the start of the protests, and he was shot in the leg by a law enforcement officer. He spoke to us from his hospital bed a couple of hours ago. So how is he now?
I've got a leg which is extremely painful. Certainly, you know, feeling slightly depressed about what happened as well. It wasn't a great experience and not one I expected to happen.
So what happened on Saturday? You heard about the ICE raid that was going on in a part of LA, and you just went out to do your job.
Yes, exactly. It seemed that through the day that the protest there was escalating, more people were joining. It seemed to become more and more lively, should we say. And there was a report, a social media report, that there was a car on fire. So myself and another reporter decided to jump in the car and get there. So we got there and there was, I suppose you'd call it a standoff. There was sheriff's department deputies with their vehicles lined up across the road. They'd all got these weapons out, less lethal weapons. I think generally they fire 40 millimeter projectiles that either carry flashbangs which explode, or they carry these hard rubber bullets, or they carry pepper bullets which cause your eyes to stream and you cough and choke. So, you know, there's this line there, and there were some toing and froing, going backwards and forwards with projectiles from them, and some of the crowd were throwing bottles of water and things like that. And that really continued through the day. But in the evening, it started getting a bit more aggressive. Some of the crowd were throwing bricks and rocks and firing fireworks towards the sheriff's department. So they were effectively returning fire with more of these kind of plastic bullet type things that they were firing.
And you were clearly identified, Nick. You had a press very clearly displayed on you.
Yeah, you know, you're in a dangerous place. So as a journalist, you want to be clear. So I have my press card hanging around my neck on a lanyard. I'm clearly carrying a large camera and a video camera. It's pretty obvious what I'm doing there. And the way I operate is also designed to make sure people notice me. I don't go hiding behind cars, hiding behind light posts, lamp posts and things like that, because if you do, you are likely to look suspicious and get shot at. So I make it completely obvious what I'm doing. And that's what I was doing on Saturday. Sometime around 9 o'clock, there's quite an impressive display of a group of about six or seven people waving Mexican flags. They were illuminated by the headlights from the sheriff's department vehicle. So I'm standing there getting photographs. And the next thing I know, I've got this incredible pain after an impact into my right thigh. Clearly, I'd been hit by one of these less lethal devices. I put my hand down and I could feel something solid in the back of my leg. Felt incredibly faint, started hobbling away and kind of called out with a few expletives, I'm sure, that I'd been hit. Fortunately, a number of the protesters ran towards me, grabbed me and carried me off to safety, where they called a medic who performed first aid by putting a patch on this kind of two-inch diameter a hole in my leg and then putting a tight bandage around it. While she was doing that, I actually passed out for a short time because the pain was just so intense. It was a pretty horrific experience.
So you got to hospital and they gave you an X-ray. Were they able to establish exactly what was in your leg?
Well, no, that was the thing. They X-rayed and they gave me a CT scan. The doctor came into the room and he said, there's something in there, but it's a little bit puzzling. We don't know what it is. Obviously, we're in America. They're used to seeing bullets in people here. But it clearly wasn't metal. So he pulled it up on the screen. I didn't know what I was looking at. But I said to the doctor, what size is it? To which he responded, 40 millimeters by 60 millimeters. Now, anybody that knows anything about police equipment will know that the less lethal weapons they use are 40 millimeter caliber. I said, I actually know what it is. And he was quite surprised. And he said, I showed him a picture and he agreed that was most likely. So I was transferred to the Long Beach Memorial, which is have a trauma center. They wanted it removed there by trauma specialists. And sure enough, I'd got this effectively a 40 millimeter plastic bullet embedded in my leg.
And what's the damage to your leg then, Nick, as a result?
I was very fortunate, actually, that it's not caused any major nerve damage and didn't shatter the bone. But obviously, to remove it, they had to dig away quite a lot of the calf muscle and leave about a two-inch hole in my leg. The hole was too large to stitch up or use staples on. So I've actually got what is referred to as an open wound with a vacuum drain on it at the moment. I have a tube coming from my leg going into a little vacuum pump that's collecting any moisture that forms there. It's not particularly pleasant. It's also incredibly painful right now.
We saw on Sunday video footage of an Australian journalist. She was live on air when she was hit by what we think is a plastic or a rubber bullet as well. And many people who have seen that video time and time again make the accusation that it appeared that she was deliberately targeted. Now, her employers say that there was crossfire involved at the time. What do you think about your own situation? Do you think it was accidental?
My situation, I think, is less clear-cut than that Australian journalist. It could have been a bullet that was intended for somebody else. It may have been intended for me because I'm clearly a journalist. I can't say. I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not so sure.
And what do you think now then when you hear that President Trump has ordered another 2,000 National Guard and 700 Marines into LA?
To be honest, it's absolutely terrifying. I've been in LA since 2007. I moved here through choice. I came out here as a journalist. I love the creativity of the city, the vibrancy, the multicultural, multiracial environment here. So to see this happen to the city is quite terrifying. Obviously, I'm an immigrant here. My wife is an immigrant. She moved here from Iran when she was 12. Many, many people that we know and friends are immigrants. And even those that you would consider to be the safest and most stable here are concerned. It's quite terrifying. But I do think it's done intentionally. It's done so they're able to impose some kind of authoritarian rule, whether that's martial law or something, I don't know. But it all falls into Project 2025 strategy as well, which is very concerning.
British photojournalist Nick Stern, shot and injured by law enforcement in Los Angeles at the weekend, talking to us from his hospital bed a few hours ago. It's 8:23.